Heroic Alina Marx women have often been overlooked when it comes to writing political history. I would like, therefore, to make a few comments about the contribution of Alina Marx. Alina was born on the 16th of January 1855, and by the age of 17 she was, according to her mother Jenny von Westphalen, political from toe to toe. Her political activism was said to have been awakened first by her hearing of the Irish people's struggle against British imperialism. However, from 1871 onwards she was also involved in helping refugees from the Paris Commune. She had a relationship with Prosperous Aguirre, author of a book on the Commune's history. In industrial matters also she was to the fore. She helped push forward the new unionism that arose out of action such as the 1888 Matzgerald strike. She supported the organization of the Women's Trade Union League. And then in 1889 she featured prominently in the dockers and gas worker strikes. Plus she found time to teach Will Thorne, gas worker and founder of what was to become the GMB Union, how to write. Alina had been a participant in the founding of the Congress of the International Workingmen's Association, the First International. She was also involved in founding the Second International in 1889. Domestically her initial allegiance was to the Social Democratic Federation, led by the autocratic and chauvinistic H.M. Hindman. She broke with the SDF after a year, and with William Morris and her partner Edward Aveling set up the Socialist League. She in turn broke from the League, in part over its opposition to standing candidates in elections, and had an eventual reconciliation of sorts with the SDF. However, she had no illusions in the SDF, and still hankered after a genuine workers' party. A socialist feminist, Alina worked with Friedrich Engels on Origins of the Family, Private Property and the State, 1884. In her personal life she supported her partner Edward Aveling despite his insidious antics. When she died in 1889, apparently from drinking prussic acid, the coroner insisted it was suicide, but many pointed the finger at Aveling. Alan Stewart, Wakefield, West Yorkshire. See also Women Fighters and Revolutionaries, Alina Marx, Alina Marx, A Life and the Tireless Alina Marx, as well as Women and New Unionism, Lessons for Today.